Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Teachers in Oklahoma have been on strike for a week. Arizona teachers created a new organization, Teachers United, which has 40,000 members and claims the governor and legislature have refused to negotiate, giving them no choice but to prepare to strike. A study from the Census Bureau found that women earn $12,600 less than men before children are born and $25,100 less afterwards. India has one of the world's highest traffic fatality rates, according to the World Health Organization. More than 207,550 people were killed in road accidents in 2013. In a landmark ruling, India's Supreme Court has upheld the right of citizens to choose their spouse and convert to another religion, in a case that right-wing Hindu nationalists refer to as a love jihad. The EPA is scrambling to justify Secretary Scott Pruitt's multi-million dollar security detail by scouring posts on Twitter and social media in order to find any potential threats that could rationalize his expenditures. Discrimination lawyers evaluating the way NFL teams deal with their cheerleaders are clear that they should know that they will be harassed and that the employers have liability for their security. Requiring a non-disclosure agreement is tantamount to an admission that they only want to protect the team. After having ignored the request of Black Lives Matter activists to shut down a fake page that was competing with them, Facebook finally shut the site down before its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, testified to a skeptical Congress. The fake site was larger than a real site and had 700,000 followers and had raised more than $100,000. It turns out it was run by an employee of the National Union of Workers in Australia, which has suspended him. Bank of America has joined Citigroup in refusing to lend money to gun manufacturers that make military-inspired firearms for civilian use. A broadcast commentator for Sinclair Broadcast Group in St. Louis resigned after threatening a Parkland survivor with assault using a hot poker. Malaysia's prime minister is promising higher cash payments to almost half of the country's population if his ruling coalition wins re-election. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.